This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops entered Gaza's biggest hospital on Wednesday and were searching at rooms and basement, witness said, amid global alarm over the fate of thousands of civilians trapped inside. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Israeli troops entered Gaza's biggest hospital, El-Shifa, on Wednesday as global concern grows on the fate of hundreds of patients and thousands of displaced civilians trapped inside. Witnesses said the troops were searching its rooms and basement. Gaza Health Ministry said premature babies are being transferred from their incubators to another area in the hospital that still had some electricity. Video released by Gaza Health Ministry on Wednesday showed the aftermath of an Israeli strike. Medics were trying to evacuate patients from a ward hit by shelling.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. As smoke filled the sky over the Gaza skyline on Wednesday, a red alert warning was heard in southern Israel, followed by two loud bangs from explosions. About 250,000 Israelis have evacuated from communities near Gaza, where Palestinian militants still fire barrages of rockets, and along the northern border, where Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group repeatedly trade fire. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden met Chinese leader Xi Jinping for the first time in a year on Wednesday for talks aimed at easing friction between the two superpowers over military conflicts, drug trafficking, and artificial intelligence, and said they had made real progress. Biden welcomed the Chinese leader about 48 kilometers south of San Francisco, California. This is VOA News. A hospital director in Haiti says a heavily armed gang surrounded a hospital in Haiti and trapped women, children, and newborns inside until police rescued them. The founder and director of the Fontaine Hospital Center pleaded for help via social media. He told the Associated Press that gangs were torching homes surrounding the hospital and preventing everyone inside from leaving. He had earlier said that it appeared gangs had entered the hospital. The hospital has been considered an oasis in a community overrun by gangs that have unleashed increasingly violent attacks on each other and civilians. Britain's highest court ruled Wednesday the government's key migrant policy of sending asylum seekers to Rwanda for processing is illegal, a big political blow to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Britain struck a $150 million deal with Rwanda in April last year to send asylum seekers arriving in small boats across the English Channel to Rwanda for processing. The first flight was just minutes away from takeoff in June 2022, when it was blocked by an injunction from the European Court of Human Rights. The case eventually reached Britain's Supreme Court, which ruled Wednesday that the scheme was illegal. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said he would seek to sign a new treaty with Rwanda. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
It's former U.S. President Donald Trump versus current President Joe Biden's family in court, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In this case, it's Donald Trump and his successor's son, Hunter Biden, is asking a judge to subpoena the ex-president, whom he says applied political pressure to then-Attorney General William Barr and two top deputies during a criminal investigation of the younger Biden. His lawyers want the judge to approve subpoenas for documents from both Trump and the officials. Hunter Biden did not face charges until this year, but the probe into his taxes and a gun purchase started while Trump was in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Spain's acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has defended his controversial amnesty deal for Catalonia's separatists in Parliament. The defense Wednesday came as part of a debate the day before the socialist leader seeks the endorsement of the chamber to form a new government. Sanchez has tied up the public support of smaller parties to reach the absolute majority of 176 deputies, but controversy arose after deals were signed with two Catalan separatist parties that would wipe the slate clean for hundreds of separatists. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.